This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil, and I've got an old friend here in the studio. I got to be a little careful. I don't want to go too heavy on the old part,
though. Watch that. Watch the old.
Watch that. Watch that. Oh. It's none other than Mr. Steve Hansen in the studio. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing very well for an older man.
That's an older. Well, okay, we're recording this on the 16th of November. What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow I get to celebrate 70 years.
Yay.
And I'm, man, yeah, it's awesome. Thank
that's a
you.
Bible number right there.
That's a Bible number. There are ones that are smaller and larger too, but I'll take the 70. God's been good.
All right. Well, he is here. We're going to just kind of do some reminiscing, but also give you some exciting news, really, of things that you've been doing and some reports of things you've been doing. And Steve, lots of people in the Bemidji area know you from all these years of ministry, but a lot of people elsewhere throughout the whole QFM area know you. I mean, obviously, originally from Fauston, you know, born
Go
and
Fauston,
raised.
Fauston, that's right.
Greyhounds.
Yep, just north of Fauston, a few miles on a farm. Yep, that's my origin.
Right. Yeah. You've got a lot of family. Your mom is still there. How old is your mom now?
My mom's 96 and still kicking and still taking charge.
She's feisty.
She is feisty.
Yeah, look out. All right, and Brother Tim and so forth. Your first job in ministry was in New Fulden, right?
Right. Came out of Oak Hills Christian College, Bible school at that time.
Yeah.
Doing some construction work and got to jump in to a little youth group up in New Fulden. It just happened to be that was my future wife's home church.
Yes.
And we came in and volunteered, and now 74. And so now this will be 50 years this year of working, this next year working with youth. But started there and fell in love with the young people there, and the youth group grew, and kids are reaching kids and dragging their parents to Wednesday night Bible study because they wanted to be there.
You know, that's when I was in youth group, was 74 to 78. That was your first 4 years. I wasn't there, but, you know, I remember what
now
youth group
now
was
you're,
like.
Now you're telling the people how old you are.
I know, but
that was the first, that's where I got my feet wet. I was able to be a volunteer youth pastor, then assistant and youth pastor there for a few years, and then Bonnie and I left our nice little home there and her family and moved to Bemidji in 81.
Yeah. None of this happens without Bonnie, right?
from there on, the rest of the story has to include Bonnie. 48 years of marriage and certainly my absolute closest and best friend and cheerleader,
Well, and of course, as a missionary, it's both of you. You know, she's done great work in ministry as well, hasn't she?
Yep. You know, Phil, it's right. So even now, you know, I'll give the name Jody, calls us last night and wants to visit with Bon Bon, and because Bonnie helped raise her through the ministries through all these years, too, and she gets a hold of us every week and wants to talk to Bonnie. So,
well, early days in Bemidji, back in 1981, Wendell Fast and Youth for Christ, you plugged right in, didn't you?
Yeah, they had some exciting opportunities. They called it Jay Kessler called it the strategy of the 80s, and they really brought in Black Duck High School, Bagley High School, Cass Lake High School, and Bemidji High School. Mm. So, I can admit, pretty overwhelming from 81 to 84, running, you know, four clubs, four communities, building, you know, building adult groups and financial support and Bible studies. And it got to be a lot.
You were busy.
But I saw during that time, Phil, again, I saw, like in New Fulden, I was moving towards the most at-risk, disadvantaged, alienated, probably, young people. And so I... That's really the direction I was headed, and fortunately ran into Mark Thyron and Timber Bay Ministry in 84, and he was doing that very thing. He was working with some mainline students, but had a great heart for these youth, and they were out of the loop, mostly non-churched, and we just. We went after them, and so since 84 for me, the ministry that I'm in now, but it's a result of you know, Youth for Christ and Timber Bay making that platform available so that all of those young people coming through the 11 to 14 year olds, middle school, and then the high school groups. Now I'm working every day. Now I get to serve 42 years later as full-time missionary with 30 to 50 year olds who still want to hear about Jesus, who still want to be prayed for, who still need help with car trouble and job applications and, need a refrigerator and, you name the thing. You know, sometimes most of it's marriage issues or drug addiction stuff, but great stories coming out of that now.
They remember those years of working with you in Timber Bay when they were high school, middle school.
Yeah,
you know?
I would say that, I think the things that I hear repeatedly are, tell me again about what you said about God and that he loves me and that he has a plan for my life and that you love me.
Yeah.
Tell me that again. I hear that all the time.
Well, you just had someone who was dying that asked you that. Can you tell that story?
Yeah.
You know, without maybe naming names,
yes,
but still.
I can. So sometimes on my planner for the week, I'll write down the names that I believe the Holy Spirit has clearly said, this is somebody you should contact. So I was beginning to look for this young man that from Leech Lake that was, I had not seen him for probably 25 years. And looking for him, kind of trying to track him down through social media and different things, other friends, finally got a hold of him. And when I got a hold of him, he said, in tears on the phone, why now? And I said, because I just believe God has asked me to do this. And he said, I've been looking for you for 2 weeks. And
no
I said,
kidding.
I said, well, let's get together. He said, would you? Because I'm dying. I'm dying from a fentanyl addiction and I'm dying from my diabetes. But I want you to tell me that again. Tell me that again about how God loves me and that he's got a plan for my life. I need to hear that before I die.
Wow.
So we got together and he immediately decided to recommit his life back to following Jesus and God. Was reading the book of Romans when he died. Tragically, when he died from an overdose.
Yeah.
That's been hard, but I've recently lost, all of us have, but I've recently lost a few of my alumni to drug addictions and overdoses.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But wow. I know that he went with his, I say ink on his nose, he went reading the book of Romans. So
yeah, that's awesome.
That's up to God to sort out. Yeah.
You know, when you were very active with Timber Bay in Bemidji, you were busy with high school, middle school kids. And so, you know, when they would graduate, it would be fairly easy to lose touch. I mean, they're off doing things and you're busy with the next batch of kids coming up. But that's the job. The job was to work with high school and middle school kids. But then, you know, not that long ago, what was it, 6, 7 years ago, it was time for you. You kind of retired out of that and this door opened. All of a sudden it was like, okay, all those kids that I may have lost contact with, you didn't lose contact with all of them, I'm assuming,
no.
You know, but a lot of them, you know.
A lot of them.
Because you can't. I mean, it's hundreds.
It's hundreds. And so what happened?
So now you're reconnecting.
So the weeks would go by and that percentage of my time would be stretched between the responsibilities that we had, the commitment we had to the middle school and the high school.
Exactly.
And following those up, and we had many programs for middle school girls and boys and high school girls and boys and work crews and different things. But like I said, the percentage of the alumni that kept coming back, hey, Dad, hey, Steve, hey, Hanson, you know, can I still ask for your help? What we believe from the Bible, too, is that you've earned the right and there's a trust that's been established during a very difficult time of these young people's lives.
Yeah.
And most of those young people, Phil, never forgot those one or two names that helped them get through those very difficult times.
Yeah.
So they're going through life, bumping along, struggling in relationships, drugs, something, and they go, Hanson. You know, or whoever it might have been. I had a lot of great staff, a lot of great missionary staff.
Right.
But you know, and they're still in contact with a lot of kids. But that's who they came back to. So I just decided, I think it's responsible for me now, at my age or whatever, to just open that door back up to the alumni. I told Bonnie, when we open this door back up and say Dad and Mom are available again.
We get real busy.
And so for sure, even these last few days, my planner is absolutely full of, yes, some sad stories, but some really, really exciting stories about, like the prodigal son story, about how these 30 to 50-year-olds are coming back.
Praise God.
Praise God is
right. This is a
hope-filled message. What a great place to be.
Yes, and I hope those of you listening are getting that this is just, it is very, very exciting. Now, obviously, over the years, you connected with all sorts of stuff in Bemidji. You were telling me stories of being a part of Evergreen Youth and Family Services for years.
Number one referral for kids.
Yes.
For placement.
And still a wonderful organization.
Yes.
You were there at Healthy Community, Healthy Kids. That was a new thing. You were on the board of that.
What an exciting time to see the community, the leadership in the community, from BSU to the hospital to banks to you name it, all come together and say, we really want this asset building model. We need this for our youth.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, we were able to bring in the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
Bemidji Skate and Bike Club.
Look at how strong that is now.
Go Bemidji Skate and Bike Club. And
Youth Council.
That was assisting City Council with youth-related agenda. Some really needed and wonderful places for young people to voice, to have a voice.
Got to keep that going strong. And we have some good people in our community now doing those things in communities all across the QFM area. But, you know, part of the legacy of that development here in Bemidji is with you and your wife. So thank you
passion.
For that.
Yeah. You're welcome. No, I still hear skateboarders every now and then. I stopped over at the skateboard shop the other day and you were one of the guys that set that up. And I said, man, I was one of many, but
it's a good feeling.
There were other, other people, Ben Sutton, Matt, my son, Matt, other people really were instrumental in getting that skate park going and funding and all of that. But there's, a lot of people that appreciate those things. The one thing I can say about Healthy Community, Healthy Kids, which I loved, many things about it, but a person would call from the community with a concern about the troubled youth in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing the director would say is, and how are you going to help that?
Yeah. What's your role?
What's your role? And we kept getting adults involved like that.
Yeah. Wow.
You need to help be a part of the positive.
The solution.
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere along the line, you connected with a guy named John Goodrich and Worldwide Ministries. Now, John was in Bemidji for a long time, right?
He would be to almost all of the evangelical churches in the area, even into Northwest Territories, Canada. He was well known for his huge heart for God and for outreach. Mm-hmm. And he developed, I think it was, I forget the name first, but then it became Worldwide Ministries. People encouraged me to go to this little Tuesday prayer time over lunch behind the bookstore, Bible bookstore.
Yeah.
And John would take that time to sit a bunch of us crazy people down and really get us focused on good outreaches. We were blessed. Yeah. And then to come full circle after all these years, to be a part of, now Ray Clyde, now Rob Clyde, and the team, the board, and they again, it was a seamless shift from one ministry into the other. They unanimously brought us in, loved our hearts, our mission, and they are a prayer covering for us. They're also a place where any of the donations that come in for Bonnie and I as full time missionaries all get brought through there and handled. Mm-hmm. Responsibly.
Yes.
And so that's an important part these days as well. And so, but what a wonderful group of godly people. We have chaplains in there, pastors from smaller churches around the country, the state here come in. So I think there might be 25 or 30 people that are, that serve under Worldwide Ministries here.
Okay.
And we're blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah. And so are you a part of Timber Bay at all anymore then, or now you've transitioned to Worldwide Ministries?
Right. So by way of
Mentors for Life.
Yes. So by way of organization, I am with another Christian organization, Worldwide Ministries, but by way of ministry, all of these alumni would call themselves Timber Bay kids.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's no, you know, so this is a time for me just to say again, and I have recently gotten a hold of leadership at Timber Bay and just said, what I get to do every day is a result of you making this available to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm really grateful. 37 years with Timber Bay, and all of these young people, now 30 to 50 year olds, want to go back to camp. Can we go back? And so it had a great impact on hundreds, if maybe even thousands. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Timber Bay, had it kept going these last 2 years, it would have been 50 years this year.
Okay.
That Timber Bay would have been in town. And so it's kind of the numbers round up this year. 50 years of ministry for me and for Bonnie, yeah, and I. 50 years Timber Bay's been in town, and I'm going to be 70 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So a lot of big numbers.
Round numbers.
But a lot of opportunity for celebration.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that we're doing.
Yeah, and all glory to God for all of it. I mean, it's just made a huge impact, that is for sure. But, you know, you're got a long ways to go yet. You're not ready to be done anytime soon. I mean, at 70, you're looking forward to going, although something did happen about how many years ago now? 2016.
Yeah, so, not being very familiar with being sick for 40 years before that.
Yeah.
God sustained, or that was part of his plan then, but it was also part of the plan. Ended up with diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 2016, yeah. And still, even as of yesterday, was sitting in the wonderful Joe Lucan Cancer Center, mm-hmm. Getting an infusion. So I'm in my fourth therapy, and it seems to be going great. Most people would say I haven't lost a lot of ground or a lot of hair or a lot of passion or energy.
It's remarkable, actually.
Yeah. So I can say that it's the grace of God, and I know that he's still, I have a lot of alumni saying, you're not going anywhere for a long time. So it might be them trying to strong arm God a little bit, but
there's a lot of people praying for
a lot of people. And I'm really, really, really grateful. I'm still in therapy, addressing, something that they're finding in my blood. I'm grateful that they haven't found any in my bones. That's where they thought they would find it for 7 years.
Yeah.
And there's been,
never has.
There's been no detection. My good friend, Dr. Neil Skogerbo is just every now and then he looks at me and just shakes his head. We get to do chaplaincy at the juvenile center every Monday night. And he's this guy is a miracle. He's he's supposed to be wasting away with bone cancer. And they can't find any. So for now, God has allowed that to happen. And reality for me, Phil, is that I have an empathy. Bonnie would say that I would agree. Others around me would say that I have a greater empathy now for people who are struggling physically. I honestly really couldn't relate to people who had even ongoing illnesses or were missing things because they weren't well, and I had an idea they need to take better care of themselves or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that's me now.
That's you.
So I can relate a lot better. And you know, during that time when I was in Mayo initially, I had Timber Bay kids calling me up. For the first time, asking how they could
pray for
me or help me. One young man who'd been to alcohol treatment many times was wanting to know if I needed any of his body parts.
There you go. Wow.
That's a beautiful heart.
That's interesting.
But I didn't need his liver or his kidneys.
Yeah, you were thinking, stick with my own.
I'll stick with my own. Anyway.
You know, you and Bonnie, lifelong missionaries, just want to mention this because that's not always very easy. You know, it's not like you're working a 9-to-5 and getting a paycheck like the vast majority of people. You guys have had a lifetime of asking God, trusting the Lord for financial support. And I know that's not easy. It's not easy, but you guys have done it, and he's been good to you.
You know, Phil, so great opportunity for me to say to the people from the churches in the area and that are familiar with the ministry that we've been a part of now for 42 years, thank you to all of you. I know that your hearts are in the ministry with us. Your prayer support is phenomenal.
Yeah.
We are so grateful for that. And many of you, we will have a celebration of some kind next summer to celebrate it, like an appreciation celebration for the people. Some of you have followed us for 42 years through financial support. You know, I don't know how to just more humbly say how appreciative we are. I'll give you one quick story for all of you. Our children were raised in this with this type of ministry, this type of, you know, jobs.
Trusting.
And they would call it, they would want to run to the mailbox when there were times of shortage, which there were.
Sure.
And they would say something about the blessing in the mailbox.
Mm.
And many times they would come rushing back up to the house with this gift, no name on it, no nothing.
Yeah.
We'd have groceries sitting in bags outside of our door.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to even talk about it, but God has just allowed us to be a part of this team. And these people were waiting to be a part of an exciting ministry to youth, primarily to at-risk youth, unchurched. A lot of youth groups, a lot of good things were happening for churches and youth groups. But there was just this other element that they knew were in the community and in the schools, and who was reaching them. And so that was our calling.
Yeah. Because, you know, even pastors and youth pastors and so forth in everywhere, they're not doing what you're doing. I mean, they get a paycheck from the church, you know, in most cases, certainly. But for you and Bonnie, you know, there's so few in our area that have been full-time supported ministries in this area. And you guys are an example of that. And it, you know, there's just been those times where you, okay, Lord,
that's right.
I'm not sure what you're doing here, but
you've called us and you said that you would take care of us.
Can
I give you one quick one from a local church?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you mentioned about not so many of these kids or families in the local churches. And I know that there's a great evangelistic outreach and churches are knocking it out, trying to do it.
Yeah.
But I remember a youth pastor calling me up from one of the larger churches a while back and saying, Hanson, I need you to come over here. We have some of your kids over here. And I said, share the wealth. I said, share the wealth. I'll come over and help train or do what I can, but you'll be blessed. Well, yeah, but we need to put more, patrolling in the hallways, and we're concerned about what they're, you know. I said, just love them.
Yeah.
Just love on them. You've offered food. You've got a warm place. Somebody invited them. Those aren't my kids. Those are our kids.
Yeah.
So,
amen. There you go.
Anyway.
Well, hey, we're going to wrap up by just, if people want to know more about what you're doing now, go to Worldwide Ministries website, right? Is that how we do it?
Worldwide Ministries. Worldwide, one word. So two words, Worldwide Ministries. And our missionary information is there, along with all the other missionaries, but you'll find us right there.
Steve and Bonnie Hanson.
Yes. And if you have any questions, please contact us. Should I give them?
It's up to you if you want to.
Yeah, I'll give you
our
contact information.
Sure.
So to mail to us, it's Stephen Bonney, 3200 Jackson Avenue, Southwest, Bemidji, Minnesota, and that'll get to us. And then, but you can certainly call me directly. You'll end up sometimes taking a number because I'm talking to somebody. But my number, direct number, is 218-766-9997.
Okay.
And please feel free to call, and I'd love to visit with you. We'll pray together. I'll get to pray for you too. So please reach out to us. I can give you I'll give you the email as well.
Okay.
Stephen, Steven, Stephen Charles Hanson @gmail.com.
Okay. Stephen Charles Hanson. Your mom still call you Stephen?
She calls me honey, and I want her to keep doing that until she's 120.
There you go. Steve Hanson, everybody, in the studio. It was wonderful to get this update. Good to see you, Steve, and I'm glad we did it right around your birthday.
Yeah, Phil, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you to everybody out there.
All right. This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.